Canton police are investigating the deaths of two women found in a burning apartment. 42-year-old Katina Spells of Canton and 31-year-old Courtney Yeager of Maslin were found Sunday morning at the Skyland Terrace apartment complex on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Both women suffered severe burns, and police say they also appeared to have wounds that were not caused by the fire. Fire officials called police to the scene. The women were pronounced dead at local hospitals. Sentencing is set in the October 2023 killing of a Smith Township woman. August 17th is the date for 34-year-old Nicholas Cunningham of Alliance, who pleaded guilty Friday in the death of 44-year-old Gina Wade, who was found dead at her home in the 18,000 block of Courtney Road. Police have released little information, including how Wade died. She and Cunningham knew each other, and at one point she had a protection order against him. He was set to stand trial August 17th in Mahoning County Common Police Court after results of a third psychiatric evaluation were shared with attorneys in July. Ohio BCI is assisting North Canton police with the investigation into the death of a 22-year-old man. Officers responded around 9:45 Friday night to the Beckford Place Apartments in the 1100 block of North Main Street after a woman reported an argument and heard what sounded like a gunshot after he threatened to harm himself. Police found the man dead outside Building 11 with an apparent gunshot wound to the head. The coroner's office is also investigating. Canton City Council will vote tonight on proposed changes that could cut residential building permit fees. City officials tell the repository the changes would make it more affordable for homeowners to make improvements and encourage them to get proper permits. Fees for some projects, including roofs, windows, and furnaces, would be waived, while other residential fees would be reduced. The plan also requires contractors to list subcontractors on each project. The North Canton Public Library is preparing to close its main building for about a year as a major renovation project gets underway. The main library will welcome patrons for the last time August 22nd before closing the next day. Library services will move to a temporary location at the former DBAT facility in the Hoover District, with a reopening expected in mid to late September. Digital, curbside, and delivery services will continue during construction. A measles outbreak in Ohio continues to grow, with cases now reported in 10 counties. The Ohio Department of Health says there are 45 cases statewide this year, including two in Trumbull County and eight in Tuscarawas County. Health officials are warning people who visited recent exposure sites, including locations in Sugar Creek, Liberty Township, and Boardman, to monitor for symptoms. Officials say measles is highly contagious and spreads easily among unvaccinated people. A Lisbon man is dead after a two-vehicle crash in Columbiana County. The Highway Patrol says 61-year-old Glenn Kennedy was riding a motorcycle south on State Route 45 just before 1 Sunday afternoon when he was hit by a car turning onto Osborne Road in Madison Township. Kennedy was pronounced dead at the scene. Drugs and alcohol do not appear to be a factor. The wreck is under investigation. The man accused of being the second shooter in the killing of Bryson Douglas will be back in court next month. 30-year-old Curtis Holland of East Liverpool has a status hearing set for September 14th in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Holland is charged with aggravated murder and murder in Douglas's death. His jury trial is scheduled for October 5th. Douglas was 20 when he was shot while sitting on a porch in East Liverpool in July 2021. Youngstown detectives are investigating after a decomposed body was found Thursday afternoon in a Southside backyard. WKBN-TV reports police were called to West Ravenwood Avenue near Hillman Street around 5 after a woman reported she had been told about the body 2 days earlier but waited to confirm the information before calling 911. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office is assisting with the investigation. The body is that of a male. No identity has been released. A man found dead at Churchill Park in Liberty Township appears to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police responded Thursday afternoon after a report of an unresponsive man and found him dead. The preliminary investigation found no signs of foul play. The man's identity has not been released. The coroner's office will determine the official cause of death. Youngstown State University trustees have approved new 3-year contracts for the school's faculty and classified employees. The faculty contract provides 3% raises each year. Classified employees will get 3%, 2.75%, and 3% raises. The agreements take effect August 16th. Trustees also approved higher starting salaries for some positions to help recruit and retain employees. Warren police are investigating a shooting that left one person injured early Sunday. Dispatchers received a call shortly after midnight about gunfire near a gas station at Parkman Road and Maxwell Avenue Northwest. About 20 shots were fired. The victim was taken to a Youngstown hospital. There was no word on the victim's condition or whether police have a suspect. A $35 million affordable housing project is moving forward on Youngstown's south side. Homestead Crossing will bring 120 income-restricted apartments to the former Woodside Receiving Hospital site on East Indianola Avenue. The complex will include 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units, plus community space and a playground. Construction is expected to start in October, with the project scheduled for completion in 2028. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.